Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. Our Astros won again, seven in a row now. Bregman is homered in four straight games. Yiner with another RBI leads the team. Kikuchi was awesome. 5 2/3. It just gave up the one run, and then Presley came in and gave up another. This team is on a roll. This team is looking good. This team is once again, and it looks like Verlander makes one more start and then gets back into the rotation. They play. I think I started the show by saying good Thursday morning. Today's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
They play today, and then they have a day off, and then they don't get another one until September 3rd. So Verlander pitching Thursday, tomorrow, in Sugar Land, and then getting back into this rotation, they'll go, I would imagine they're going six-man rotation. Even if Verlander doesn't like it, oh well. He is actually taking 5 days off, right? Is he's pitching Thursday or Friday? Is he pitching Friday?
It's Friday. Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Yeah,
and then he pitched
Thursday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He only took 4 days off. Maybe they move Verlander. I don't know. But
yeah,
would you
Thursday.
Pitch Verlander every fifth day, even if he puts up a stink about pitching every sixth day? Do you put him in?
Yeah.
Do you change up the rotation for him?
Yeah, I would. He has to get back to where he knows his body. He knows his throwing.
He's been out for so long.
I know. He's got to get back. Now, you're saying, would you throw him if he's ineffective?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
I don't think you're going to. How are you going to know? I mean, until.
Well, he's got to get some starts. But are you saying he's been out so. If he's been out so long, he's got to get back into pitching shape. So wouldn't that make sense to throw more?
I guess.
But you're also. I mean.
You're risking
the
neck thing again, though.
Well, not really. I think he's past that. That's like saying somebody risked. I mean, I think he's past that. He's been out for 2 months or whatever it is. I mean, I'm assuming that thing is all healed up and all gone, but I'm a little bit more concerned if he's ready to, like, I just don't think you can bring him back to the big team until his velocity is back where it needs to be. And his spin rates are good. It needs to be at
least
close.
Well, he was up there. He was up there 93. I think he averaged 93.8 the other day.
Was he?
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
That's enough. He usually can pop it higher than that, though.
Yeah.
What does he work at? I'll see where he works. But I would do, as long as it's reasonable, I would do whatever Justin needs to be in his best, to be his best self, because you're going to need him. But at the same time, what gets scary is it's still a close race between you and the Mariners, and it's still second place at this point is not getting into the playoffs. So you do need to do what's best for the team also. And Justin he's not going to be back next year unless the Astros give him a deal.
Yeah,
because he's not vesting. He's not hitting.
No. And you know what? It's so funny. To choose between Kikuchi, who you would like to bring back. Kikuchi's going to be a lot cheaper, that's for sure. And the way that he's throwing now that he's gotten over here. I'm just going to admit, I didn't watch a lot of Kikuchi before this. I think I've seen. Obviously,
we've seen him
start before. But this Kikuchi looks a lot different. This Kikuchi is different than the 4.75 ERA Kikuchi that the Astros acquired. So anybody who's, you don't know what you're talking about. Kikuchi was meh at best. At best, he was meh. Since he's gotten here, and that's something that we've got to remember going forward, whoever the Astros – I remember when the Astros got Charlie Morton, My buddy was like, I hate Charlie Morton. I bet on him when he was at Pittsburgh, and he screwed me so bad. And Charlie Morton turned into a superhero here. You know why? Because of the magic sauce. It, the magic sauce is still here. So whatever pitcher that the Astros acquire, and whatever Met pitcher, he ain't Met no more because he's with the Astros organization. And something happens. There's something that happens about the way that they go about it. Yeah.
Pop Kikuchi. That's what the kids have been saying in the streets. What you think of everyone's been saying.
Young Abigail is here, and this is what you're playing?
She knows it's a bop.
Do you know that song, Abigail?
She knows it's a bop. That's all she knows.
I've actually never heard that song before.
You shouldn't have. I'm glad. You don't need to know Two Live Crew.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to know it hits, so. I mean, it is. If they're not playing that when he comes into games, they're not doing their jobs.
Okay.
Everyone likes to act like on social media. The social media accounts have all this edge, right? All the Astros social media, all these social media accounts have a lot of edge, right? I think that's true. We all know that they're very clever. They're very out, but you get a song like Pop Kikuchi, and you don't play that. Okay, it's Pop That Kikuchi, but it's Pop Kikuchi is what you could say, and you don't play that headed into the game. Then what are you? You don't have any edge then.
Yeah, what are you doing with your life?
What are you doing? You're just basic. You're just basic. Play it, Astros. Stop being chicken. Play it. Have some edge. You're the bad guys. Seven years of LCS. People hate you because they ain't you. Play that song. Do it.
Okay. I'm not sure.
If Dell doesn't like to do it, that's a good sign that you need to do it. Yeah, but you say Kikuchi.
No, I know, but they don't. You say it.
You can always. There's probably somebody who can do a clever edit.
Well, Chance can do it.
I think we're going to get. Chance isn't really Chance type of music. So we may have to get somebody else to do it.
The guy who wrote the Yao Ming song? Yeah, he kind of is. It kind of is. He got up to around 96, but he averaged 93.8.
Oh, he did get up to 96, so that's good.
Yeah, but he averaged right around 94, right in that neighborhood. Who is it? Abigail? Sean? Sean's on the line?
Yeah, let's get Sean in here.
All right. What's up, Sean?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, first off, congratulations on your Hall of Fame.
Thank you. Yeah, it was very deserved.
So in my history of Houston sports, I can't remember a time when the big, let's say big three, because I know Comets had a good run. The, what was it called? What's the soccer team? The Galaxy?
The Dynamo.
Dynamo.
Hell, them too. Yeah, they had a good run for a minute. I can't remember any time when the Astros, Rockets, and Texans had championship teams. I think 2017 was our closest time. We had just come off the World Series, and that's when Deshaun went down, and then everything else happened after that. So I'm going to give up the Astros season this year for the Texans.
I would be,
let me know what you think.
I would be willing to also just to experience it. But I'll go even further back as someone who was, who grew up here my entire sports life. I don't remember a time where it all aligned where baseball, basketball, and football all aligned. The closest you can get, man, was like 80-ish. And that's way back when I was a kid. So,
well, we know, absolutely. Well, the Oilers weren't that.
Well, 81, they weren't very good. That's when the Rockets
You had the Rockets and the Astros.
86, Rockets went to the finals, but 86 Astros, I don't believe, were very good.
86 Astros were great. What are you talking about?
86 Astros were great, but I don't believe the 86 Astros and Rockets were good, but Oilers weren't. Oilers are terrible. I think that's when we were in the middle of going Hugh Campbell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. And then, so you have to go to just one team. When was one team good? And we know that the Rockets, 93-94, Astros in that era had a good team around 92-93, 93-94. We know, but unfortunately, the 94 season was stopped. But the Oilers were literally moving away. There was nothing. In 94, they were playing in front of 25,000 people here at the Astrodome and they were moving away. You have to go. This is the closest I've ever. There was another year. I guess 18 would have been it when you had the Rockets' all-time wins. They broke their record for most wins in a season. You had the Texans, I believe, won a division then. And then you had Rockets, then Texans, Astros. Yeah, I guess about 2018 would have been about the closest. And then we know the Rockets went in the toilet.
I know they were leaving, but I think 94 was probably.
Why? 94, the Oilers, no one even watched them. No one would even go to those games. We can't say that one.
Well, okay, 93, because
93 was the closest, but the Astros weren't quite there yet.
They were, but they were good.
And the Rockets were on the verge.
And we're not sure what this Rockets team is right now. Although we do have some news about the Rockets that we're good to on the other side.
Is it good news?
It is good. We'll decide whether or not it's good news.
Okay.
On the other side, 8:15 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about Hoag Landscape Services. If you have a business and you need some really awesome detailing for your outside, because that's what they do. They detail. They're not just we're not just cutting the lawn. We're not just trimming the hedges. We're not just doing that. We're paying attention to everything. Hoag Landscape Services, it's real what they do now. And what they do for you and your home, incredible. The outdoor kitchens, the AV setup with your televisions, the pool that they would put in, the fire pit that they would put in, the basketball court, the pickleball court, the putting greens, the bocce ball. They're going to make this as – you can make a man cave outside, or you can have it as, you know – I mean, you could have it as bourgeois, as bougie as you want. I mean, it's incredible what these guys, what they do and how they fix up your backyard. The putting green is the coolest thing, guys. If you're a golfer and you want that putting green in the backyard, there's no maintenance on it at all, and it's just perfect. But listen, these are the guys that do it, and these are the guys that do it right, and they're going to make your backyard a place where everybody will want to be. Hoag Landscape Services, H-O-G-U-E, HoagLS.com, H-O-G-U-E-L-S.com, HoagLS.com, 713-360-6924. Tell them you heard it right here.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hey, welcome back. Quick, Lance, who won the NBA Cup last year?
The Lakers.
Thank you.
Because they've got a whole banner of it.
Did they put a banner up?
I feel like it's... Didn't. Yeah, no, they did. They did.
No, they didn't. No,
they
didn't.
They did. They did.
27 titles, and they put up a banner on the NBA Cup. That's embarrassing. You're embarrassing yourself.
NBA Cup, Lakers banner. Unless that was something AI, but I don't think so. Nope. They had a banner. First ever NBA Cup. They had a banner. They... brought it out December 18th as their unveiling.
Apparently the NBA made them do it.
Oh, did they?
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
That's their excuse.
Yeah.
The NBA is going to want you to acknowledge it and put it up.
NBA Cup banner. And maybe it will be cool in the future. Like, it feels good when Everton's always competing for FA Cups and things like that. And all these fake cups, I can pretend like I'm... It's not fake cups. It means a lot to them. I have to pretend it means a lot to me so that I have something else to cheer for since my team isn't going to actually be any good ever.
Yeah.
Since I picked the Texans. Well, I can't say that anymore.
No.
I used to say I picked the Texans of the Premier League, but I feel like I didn't. I feel like the Texans are now Man City.
Okay, so I thought, you know, we were in the division with, we were in the bracket with Denver and New Orleans and somebody else,
yeah,
and a couple other teams, whatever. I thought that was going to be our bracket, but it's not. This year we've got the Clippers. We start with the Clippers,
okay,
on November 15th, and they're not going to be as good. They lose Paul George,
okay,
right? And Kawhi's going to be out probably. So November 15th, we got the Clippers. Then we got the Trailblazers at home. Both those first two games are at home. Then the Rockets go to, on November 26th, they go to the Timberwolves. And then on December 3rd, they play the Kings at the Kings. So the Blazers, the Kings, the T-Wolves, and the Clippers. This is winnable.
Yeah.
This bracket is winnable.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. This is I didn't know that was going to be the intel you came with, the info you came with. I think that so I looked at 18. 18 was easily the best that Houston's ever been. 11-5 in football. You had first place in baseball. You had 103 wins. You got beat by the Red Sox in that series, but you had 103 wins that year, and you broke your record for most wins in a regular season by the Houston Rockets. Now, it ended in some disappointment for the Rockets and Astros and Texans, obviously, but that was the best regular season. I didn't recall that. 11 wins for the Texans. You had 65 wins.
It just didn't seem and 103 wins because O'Brien was here.
I know, but the Rockets and, I mean, but you maybe, see, you'd let your personal vendettas against James Harden.
No, the whole city did. They didn't even show up for Monday night games, remember?
No, they
did. Nobody was there.
It was sold out.
It was
sold out, John.
They won nine straight games, and nobody was there for a big Monday night game.
John, it was football time in Houston, okay? Let's just stop with what you're saying.
Okay. It was an embarrassing time to be a Texan fan. It was awful. To Bill O'Brien, it was...
Well, that wasn't... It sucked to have Bill O'Brien there, but I don't think it was an embarrassing time to be a Texan. They were in the middle of winning division titles. It was an embarrassing time to be a Texan fan afterwards, from 20 on until last year.
Until last year.
Now we don't shine shoes no more.
Yeah, well, we got us a CJ. No, we got us a CJ.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Dell, you got this? Apparently, DeForest Buckner had some. Now, it's in there. Talking a little bit now. You got the Colts in game one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're going to start. There's going to be a little bit of talk going on. And who was it, the linebacker, that was talking about CJ and
EJ?
There are multiple ones.
That was Zaire Franklin.
And EJ Speed had words.
But yeah.
I thought EJ said something nice.
Well, he said.
In a separate
one. No, they said, he said, I didn't make any plays, and they showed a clip of him sacking CJ. So there's a play I made right there. So it's been multiple Colts linebackers, and now DeForest Buckner, too.
Careful.
And DeForest Buckner had this to say about CJ.
The best rivalry in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me, or do you consider it a top rivalry? Is it real? You were part of some big ones in San Francisco, of course. How real is this rivalry? What exists there?
No, I definitely think there's some bad blood between the two teams, for sure. You know what I mean? Especially, CJ's been talking a little bit in the offseason. Zaire's been talking a little bit in the offseason. And, you know, at the end of the day, we split. You know what I mean? We won the first one. They won the second one. Obviously, the second one was bigger to get them to the playoffs. And there's definitely some bad blood in the water. So it's definitely one of those rivalries you got to look out for.
Okay.
It's kind of a weird. We're in a weird time where these guys are sort of friends. Like, they don't hate each other. I get the feeling that C.J. Stroud will get along with most of the players in the NFL, and there will be rivalries, but it's not going to be like I hate that guy type of thing. I think a lot of people are going to have a lot of respect for C.J. Stroud. And they already do. I've already heard EJ Speed and Zaire Franklin talking about, in season that he made some throws that were incredible. They were very complimentary. Now it's going to turn up a little bit, and they'll get a little rivalry thing going. The Colts have, if Anthony Richardson plays well, the Colts have the ability to be a factor this year. If he doesn't play well, which I'm not convinced he's going to play well, honestly, I guess you're looking. I almost feel like Jacksonville is always going to be hanging around, but Jacksonville never gets appreciably better. I just don't see them get much better, and some of that's on their quarterback, and some of it is on their, I guess, on their roster build. I don't believe in Will Levis with the Titans. I think that'll be the worst team in the division.
Hmm.
I think the division could be no. Derrick Henry's gone. Will Levis is there. I don't see the Titans as a factor. I mean, so, Jacksonville's the one that's kind of the wild card to me.
So Pro Football Network has its playoff predictor out.
Yeah.
I don't know that they did how many models they did or whatever. They've got the Chiefs is the top seed. The Texans is the second. The Bills, the third. The Ravens, the fourth. The Bengals, Cleveland, and Tennessee as the wild card teams.
Okay.
The Bengals, Cleveland, and Tennessee. I think Tennessee is going to be better.
Tennessee?
Yeah, I do. I think Tennessee is going to be better than people think.
Why do you think that?
There's no logical reason for it.
Okay. Really. I didn't know if you had a – because no. I can't see it. Like, I don't see the running game. They were built on a running game and passing off the running game, and I don't see the running game there. And if Will Levis is going to be asked to take
– well, I don't know.
I'm not sure. I think he's the guy that pulls you in.
Pollard and Tyjae might be okay.
I mean, not better than Derrick Henry.
Well, not
all those
Derrick
years.
Derrick Henry last year was
– well, the offensive line sucked too.
Yeah.
I mean, he couldn't get going. His yards before contact was terrible, which is directly related to offensive line play. So, I don't know. I mean, I think Moore is going to be asked of Will Levis, and I don't think he's ready to produce. Same way the Colts are going to have to really run the ball well, because I don't think... There he is, advertised. Won't play Pop Kikuchi, but we'll play that terrible Colts song.
Don't you think with a healthy Jeffrey Simmons, the addition of Legarius Sneed.
I like him defensively fine, but my whole focus is on how are you going to score with C.J. Stroud? I mean, you're going to have an offense to win these games. I don't know what to expect from Jacksonville. Until Trevor Lawrence turns into the quarterback I thought he was going to be, I have a hard time taking him seriously, you know. I just don't take the Jaguars seriously.
No.
I'm awfully lippy for a team that's had one good year in four, but I feel like it's pretty much over for everyone else. We've turned the corner, and now we are we are the best.
And it's something that you deserve.
Yeah. Well, it's something I've been craving for years, and I'm like, okay, now this is finally happening for me.
Yeah. Well,
First the Hall of Fame and radio, and now... You know, the best team in pro football, it's like it's rounding into shape. I think that this year's a comeuppance for, remember who said this, this year will be a comeuppance for the Chiefs. Their tight ends fading away, their quarterback, at some point these scraggly group of wide receivers is going to get you. This is the year that you got defensive players who aren't happy. This is the year that Kansas City starts to fall off. And there's new come-up teams. And you know who might be one of them, honestly? It won't happen this year. I would not bet against Jim Harbaugh in the long term with the
Chargers. No, in the long term. He ain't got it. He can't.
You don't think he's
It wouldn't shock me if they made the playoffs this year, but he's got to get some weapons.
Oh, yeah, no, in the long term, not now. Yeah. They're not ready yet, but in the long term, I think that is a team that's
It wouldn't shock me if they made the playoffs this year as a wild card. It wouldn't shock me at all.
The biggest wild cards in pro football this year are going to be potentially the Chargers. I think for sure the Jets. And I don't know what to think about the AFC North. I mean, I don't know what to think about the Bengals. I don't think a Deshaun-led team is going to do anything. The Steelers, I just can't see it with the Steelers. I don't think there's enough there on offense with the Steelers. And, you know, Lamar Jackson and Baltimore is Lamar Jackson and Baltimore. They're always near the top, so it's hard not to default to them in the division, even if you want to be clever and say the Bengals, you know, I mean, the Bengals are up and down. The Ravens are always there.
Did you see Will Levis's Parfum de Mayonnaise?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I saw it. What is he doing? Honestly.
I don't know.
Are we doing, Will?
Hellman's paid him. That's what we're doing.
What are we doing, Will?
That's what we're doing. We're getting paid. That's what we're doing. And you know what? I'm all about it. It's all good. 713-780-3776 to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, let's talk a little tequila.
Let's talk about tequila. Let's talk about Maestro Nobel. This is my tequila of choice, and it's very, very simple. It's my tequila of choice because I know that they are going to have a great sip. Every single time out, I'm going to get a sip that is absolutely delicious. And you should too. You should have Maestro Dobel in your glass, because Maestro Dobel gives you an opportunity to have a bottle on your shelf that is going to be a sophisticated tequila, whether it's, and look, if you want silver or smoked silver, those are great for margaritas frozen or on the rocks. But Maestro Dobel gives you a chance to have those sipping tequilas like Cristalino, Reposado, the Añejo. They're sitting there. If you want to go big time, their Cristalino, what is it called? Their Añejo Extra Cristalino, which comes in a very specific bottle, is a baller tequila. It's going to be a little more expensive, but I promise you, it might end up being, just like for me, the best tequila I've ever tasted. And that includes the big names that you guys may or may not know. If you haven't had this one, this bottle is incredible. You might want to pick up a bottle and say, you know what? We're going to have this for a special occasion. I'm going to do this for a big birthday party I'm have coming up. We're going to do this at our fantasy football draft because we're hitting some kind of landmark. I don't care what it is. For those special occasions, make sure you grab yourself a bottle of that Añejo Extra Cristalino from my good friends over at Maestro Dobel.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here with us, hang out with us here on the show. The Astros won. That was nice. That is one of the main stories from yesterday. Seven straight games. Kikuchi looked good again. You got today where you go to the mound. I think Blanco's on the mound today.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a day off, which is very badly needed. Verlander will throw tomorrow.
Verlander's on the mound tomorrow.
Tomorrow for Sugar Land. And then he comes back. And he'll get it back into the rotation where you really need him as you have 18 straight games with no days off.
Woo!
So that is it's the longest stretch of the year. So, and you know, it'll be interesting to see because you come back home and you come back home and you start with the White Sox. So that's awfully nice, right? That'll be nice to start with the White Sox here. You don't have to worry about the streak continuing to go. You don't want to break the streak.
Right.
I forget who did. Who did they lose to? Who did they beat rather? To end the streak at 21. Whatever. That was a worry that you might have caught the White Sox in a 25-game losing streak, and you would have been the record holder and lost and actually lost to them. But you got the White Sox here. You got the Red Sox here. At Baltimore for four. At Philadelphia. You want to talk about a road trip? Four at Baltimore and four at Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that, you got Boston at home, and then Kansas City, who's been a pain in the ass too. You got Kansas City at home for four, and then you end up finally getting a day off. For whatever reason, you play Cincinnati on Monday, and then you have a day off Tuesday in Cincinnati, and then you play Cincinnati Wednesday and Thursday. That doesn't make any sense. I've never seen that before. I've never seen where you start a series, except opening day. That's the only time this happens. But you start a series against the team, then have a day off, and then you play two games. That doesn't make any sense at all.
I'll take it for the Astros, though. I'll take any days off you can get at this point, because some of our better – well, I mean, Jose Altuve is getting a little bit older, obviously. It's not an old team, though. I mean, you're young at first, short. You're not young at third base, but – Bregman is hot right now. Bregman's in his prime still. You're young in the outfield. So I guess I'll just take a day off for Jose Altuve.
So I've never seen this before. I'm telling you, this is about as odd as it gets. But you can only play so many games in a row, and then you have to have a day off. And I think they've probably figured, and instead of giving you after the Kansas City, you're at home for Kansas City, and instead of giving you the Monday off, before Cincinnati, because that's a travel day, that mm-hmm. you would have still been traveling as opposed to just having a day off.
Yeah.
That they actually gave you a day off on Tuesday. I don't believe I've ever seen a Tuesday off for a baseball team. Mondays and Thursdays. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday are your days off.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday is weird. That's really weird. Unless you... Maybe I've seen it before in that you could have a Friday through Monday series on Labor Day, and then you get the Tuesday off. But
yeah,
it's
I don't
rare.
Know why they're doing that.
You do not see a this is a quirk of this schedule this year, and for whatever reason, it intrigues me, and bores everybody else.
That feels accurate.
Yeah, right.
That feels accurate.
Right.
Way to read the room.
I did. Let me ask you a question and see if you agree with this. Dove Kleiman. You know Dove.
Yeah, he's the aggregator. He sold his account. Somebody else has it.
Oh, somebody else has it?
Yeah, he sold his account. People hate that guy.
Oh. Well, put out the best athletes by decade in the big four sports. See if you agree. In the 2020s, Shohei, Mahomes, Jokic, and Connor McDavid.
So he's just saying the best players.
The best in each
sport. He says athletes,
of the
which
decade.
Means players.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, are we really already putting Shohei ahead of Aaron Judge?
Well, in the 2020s, we would, yes.
Oh, in the 20s, yeah.
Yes.
Well, would we?
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Judge has been pretty damn skippy in the 2020s.
Yeah, but so is Shohei. I mean,
Shohei, when he's been healthy, he has been. Let me just remind you about Aaron Judge in the 20s, okay? Let's see here. We've got, well, we're not going to count 20, but let's see, 39 home runs, 98 RBIs. Then we go 62 home runs, 131 RBIs, with a 1,111 OPS in 22. In 23, he only played in 106 games, still had 37 home runs, 75 RBIs. Last year, 42 home runs, 107 RBIs. He has won, well, I guess just one MVP during that time. Shohei's been incredible. Has he been better than Judge?
Well, not his offensive numbers. He has 100 RBI season. That was 2021. He had 95, 95, and 86 last year in 117 games, which is – that's pretty good at 117 games.
It's been good. 86. It's been
– yeah.
I mean, but it's been good.
Okay, now
– well, actually, he's won two MVPs where Aaron Judge has won one during that time.
And what about the pitching too?
Yeah, I mean, when he's been able to pitch, he's been good.
Well, for the most part, throughout the 20s, he has been able to pitch.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. It's good. He's pitched better than Aaron Judge has.
Well, he was Babe Ruth, remember? Remember everybody was putting Babe Ruth on him?
Aaron has not pitched as well at all with the Yankees.
No. So he was 9-2, 15-9, and 10-5 from 21 to 23.
Yeah, it's got to be Shohei just because.
It's Shohei.
I mean, his home run numbers are still good. They're not 62. But, I mean, Shohei's numbers are still 46, 34, 44, 37. I mean, and that's 37 this year. Those are still big, big numbers. And he's won MVPs twice.
Yeah. The 2010s.
How about the MVPs? Think about this, John. Trout, 3-2 for Shohei Ohtani. The Angels have won 5 MVPs dating back to, like, 14, and they have been nothing in the playoffs.
Zero.
A zero in the playoffs with 5 MVP awards there. Just right. How piss poor is that team run?
Piss poor. Trout, Brady, LeBron, and Alex Ovechkin in the 2010s. I don't think you can argue. That's hard to argue.
Yeah.
2000s, Alex Rodriguez, Peyton Manning, Dirk Nowitzki, and Nicklas Lidström. That is arguable. Mm-hmm. Was Peyton Manning the best player of the 2000s? Better than Brady?
Yeah.
Brady started his run in 2001.
Not really. I mean, it was a drop off. At 2001, he wasn't even a great player. That was a Tuck Rule season. That was Vinatieri.
Yeah,
that was not a great year for him.
And Peyton Dirk was the best player of the 2000s?
Maybe. I mean, if you want to put him over Kobe, I guess. And LeBron had a good run, and Tim Duncan had
LeBron
a good run. There's a few, but I mean, yeah, it was probably him. But I would say no. Tom Brady was behind Peyton Manning for much of his career, and then it went back and forth, and then it became Brady all the way. And Brady overtook him, and that's all it was. But Man, Peyton Manning was putting up some numbers now for quite a while in the 2000s, more so than Tom Brady. Tom Brady didn't become – his numbers didn't even pop up until Randy Moss got there, which was, what, 07 with the 08 Super Bowl. So he didn't even start to post big numbers until then. And Peyton had been posting them.
You could almost say, I don't know, we'll have to look at Barry Bonds' numbers against Alex Rodriguez in the 2000s. But it certainly, in the 90s, they've got Barry Bonds. They don't have one guy going from dominating two decades. They got Magic in the 80s and Michael in the 90s.
Yep.
And Lawrence Taylor.
I would argue you might be able to put LeBron there for 2000s and 2010s.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, LeBron might
as have close as you can get.
And what about Jordan for the 80s? But I guess Magic would have to be it.
Magic won a lot more. Yeah. Jordan didn't win anything in the 80s.
He didn't win anything in the 80s, but we're still talking about the best player.
You know, do you know that it took Jordan, five years to get through the first round of the playoffs, I believe it was? Not until they beat, I heard Mike Greenberg talking about it, where he was, Jordan, when he beat Cleveland, that was his first time out of the first round. It took 5 years.
And
if somebody took that long now, we would just...
shot in game five to do it.
We would bash them if it took that long. And he became the greatest player ever. And it took him a while to get there.
Yep. Different time.
Well, different team building. And it took you a little bit longer to build teams up a lot of times.
Yep. And especially when Michael was trying to build them because he sucked at it. He wanted Walter Davis.
But he had already been around by that time.
Right. All right, got to talk about Chastain right now. That Tuesday off does follow Labor Day. That's Labor Day weekend. It's the second. That's right. That they're playing on Labor Day, which is smart, and then they're going to get the day off on the day after Labor Day. I got you. Okay, so maybe that makes a little bit more sense. That does make more sense. I forgot that's Labor Day. I want to talk right now about Chastain Ford, and I want to talk about the 2024 Ford Bronco Sport, just $299 a month. People, $299 a month on a 36-month lease. This is a great starter car. This is a great – so you want to – and it's sporty. It's great. You want to get into something that's – I don't know that it gets more affordable in a brand-new car world. 36-month lease. On a $299 a month, you cannot find. I'm telling you, that is fantastic. But that's not the only deal that they got going on right now. Chastain Ford, they got the Explorer and the F-150 Lightning, 0% APR, nothing down. Then you skip the payments for 90 days. Plus, you're going to enjoy complimentary maintenance with Ford Pass Rewards. It's crazy. $4,500 summer cash on the F-150 XLT. And the Expedition at Chastain Ford. It's crazy what they're doing. This is summertime. Summertime means savings, and Chastain Ford is going to pass those along to you. No add-ons, no markups, and the best service you're going to possibly get. You're looking for the best way to get into that Ford car or truck. I got one place for you to go, and that's it. ChastainFord.com on Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us here. 713-780-3776.
We got John. Some callers if you want to jump in.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Let's get some calls in here.
All right, Abigail, I'm going to let you guide
somebody made a point, though, before we get to them. That we've dominated here for decades, multiple decades.
Yeah.
Which is how you get into the into the hall.
Probably three-decade domination. That's
yeah, three you decades know,
we haven't
dominated.
Been there that long in the
yeah,
90s.
Sports talk. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for
that's
that.
That's a good point. We are the. Are you okay saying you're the LeBron of radio?
No. Okay. Michael.
Okay.
Okay.
Just making sure.
Michael.
All right. 713-780-3776. Let's jump in. Anything that's on your mind. Jump in with, I do have a, before we, I do want to mention here that number four, Texas suffered its second season-ending injury at running back Monday when true freshman Christian Clark tore an Achilles in practice. That was 6 days after announcing that C.J. Baxter, who was last year's starter, will undergo season-ending surgery. So Reuben Owens from A&M is out for the year at Texas A&M, one of their top running backs. Two of Texas running backs are gone for the year due to injury. Man, this is a rough run for the state of Texas at running back.
Don't we have Mike Elko today, like 50 minutes ago? Wasn't he supposed to be on?
No, it's tomorrow, I think.
I thought he said Wednesday.
It's next week, Dell says.
Oh, next week, Wednesday?
Yeah. Okay.
Not even. Right. It's August 28th.
Okay, yeah.
Well, something like that.
Yeah, you'll be gone.
Who'll be gone? What do you
mean? Dell will. 713-780-3776. He'll be on vacation. Who is this, Joe? I didn't see. No, it's Dre, isn't it?
It's D.
Oh, it's D. What's up, D?
Hey, what's up? Hey, I just had a quick rebuttal about the eras conversation y'all were having. Y'all said LeBron should be in there for the 2000s. Kobe won 3 championships and 8-time first team All-NBA in that span. So.
That's yeah, the 2000s. That was Dirk. Dirk was in there, not LeBron. Oh, yeah. We said, yeah, maybe LeBron should be in there.
Well, I did mention Kobe at the beginning.
Yeah, you did. Because you said Kobe, right.
I know Kobe, that was his prime.
Yeah, Kobe. Yeah, I mean, it should have been Kobe.
You think so?
As opposed to Dirk, yeah.
I mean, he was MVP once during that time frame. He was MVP once, but he was in the top three. One.
How many titles did they win?
2, 3, 4, 5. Times. 5 times he was in the top three. That's pretty damn good. Titles, did they win 3? Did he win 3 during that time frame, inside that time frame?
Yeah, he won or more because he had Powell and he had Shaq. How many did he win all 5?
Five-time NBA champ. So, you know, he's a 5-time NBA champ. That's more than Dirk.
Right. No, Dirk has won. And when did he win them?
Well, he won it against the Miami Super Team.
What years?
Well, he won it, I got to check and see, but Dirk was MVP. You know what? It's actually not even, if you just use MVP, no. Dirk won MVP once.
Right.
He was top three times.
Kobe won in 2000, 2001, 2002, 2009, and 2010. I don't think it's arguable.
No, it's really not arguable.
I mean,
it's not even arguable. Like, that's clearly Kobe.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
I wonder if that was a troll post, because this is clearly Kobe.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for slinging it, D. Let's get, who's in there? Who's next?
Nobody, thankfully, after you said that. But I do have some other topics I want to get to. J.J. McCarthy is going to undergo knee surgery for a tear in his meniscus. That's one of those things that doesn't take a super long time to come back from.
Uh-oh. Whoa. Yeah.
No, what's he's up? A Viking.
Oh. Well, it's a Viking, oh, so that's the original.
Oh,
yeah, that's the original. And it's an update.
Yeah, but what if he was a Colt, though?
Okay, this is
what
also...
What if he was on the Colts? Then what?
We'll find out.
It's kind of supposed to be impromptu. You can't be leading me into
we'll
that.
We'll find out. But I've got another Minnesota note. Ex-Houston Rocket Royce White won the GOP Senate primary in Minnesota. You may remember Royce. Bit of a baby. And I say that not because...
How's he going to get to Washington from there?
Yeah,
he's
no,
gonna
he can't
drive.
Royce, when I found out how big of a pain in the ass Royce was behind the scenes in Houston, I was like, I loved him at Iowa State. I loved Royce White. I was excited about the draft pick. And then this is when Royce White, there was no real issues with him at Iowa State, and he was afraid to fly and all that. Okay, I get it. I mean, you could take some Xanax, but you have your own issues. That's fine. I get it. So the Rockets were accommodating. They were trying to, we'll do this and that. He's like, nah, I don't want to do that. And it became obvious. I think Royce was just trying to operate the sleeping bag where he gets to collect paychecks and not have to do anything. Royce, I fully recognize his mental health and all that stuff. That's fine. But the Rockets accommodated, and he still wouldn't do what he needed to do. And then all of a sudden he got to some other teams and he didn't have the same issues. And then, so then he tried to be an MMA, got beat in his first fight. Then he got beat by, and then he said, oh, let me see about politics then. So then he tried politics, got beat in 2022, but he did win this time, but he's going to get blown out by Amy Klobuchar in Minnesota when he goes up against a Democrat. But Royce White, the chameleon, you never know what he's going to be or who he's going to be, is in politics now, which I already knew that, but he won yesterday. So
I never realized Minnesota was that Democrat. Holy crap. Mike Walls, the stuff that he got through there in Minnesota?
Mike Walls.
Yeah. Tim Walls.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I was
Tim
like,
Walls.
Who?
Tim Walls, the vice presidential candidate.
Right.
Holy crap. His policies? I never realized Minnesota was that Democrat.
What did he get through?
Abortion right up until birth, he got through. It's amazing some of the stuff the legislation that he had. But what? Dell's standing up and he's pissed off. What? What, Dell?
Abortion up till birth?
Up till birth.
Do you think that's...
Yes. Do you want to take a look at it?
8 months?
Yes. Do you want to take a look at it? Go.
Sure.
Go.
Are there circumstances or is it a healthy baby, 8 months, you can go?
You go. Whatever you feel like. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You want to see his abortion stance?
Don't send an ex post. Quickly debunked.
Huh?
You have said certain things, not just about this, but other things. And, hey, did butt crack sports get John again? Is there butt crack politics that got John this time?
Every post is butt crack politics and Twitter. You didn't know. You can send anything out you want to. I'm looking through this just to see if John is right. So this is not what the sports talk show should be, but... I'm just going to look through this to settle this between the two of you. Because okay. John said you got butt crack politicked.
I don't have butt crack politics. But, we'll do it on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, it's underdog time.
It's underdog fantasy time. And, oh, football's back. I can't believe this. We got football season right around the corner. Right now is a great time for you to get involved with your best ball. Fantasy football, where you draft your team for the entire year, and then whoever has the highest score for you at that position is who your starter is. It's a chance to win big, big money at the end of the year. You're following your team the entire year. Oh, maybe you love, daily fantasy. You can set that up for your fantasy, for a Sunday game, the early games on Sunday, the late games on Sunday. There's a separate draft for that. Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football. There's one for all of Sunday, the afternoon and, the early afternoon and the late afternoon games. Those are all available. But what has a lot of people talking is the Pick'em Challenge. Did you know that on the Pick'em Challenge, and this is the first time they're doing this, and by the way, you need to use the deposit. When you deposit, you need to use the promo code Lance, because they're going to give you a heavily discounted pick that allows you basically a gimme first pick on your high and low. You have to pick between 2 and 5 players. You're going to make your first deposit. You're going to put in Lance. They're going to give you a deposit offer and a gimme first pick. So you get started with basically a win right off the bat, and you have to pick between 2 and 5 players. But did you know this year they're going 325 times your money? They're allowing you to go up to 325 times your money is what you could win just by picking higher or lower on your favorite stats available for all of the players. It's truly incredible. Do your homework, because you can win real money. It's completely legal here in the state of Texas. You must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.